Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an advanced breakdown for edit from scratch in Ableton Live 12, with jungle and old school DNB vibes at the core. Now, just to frame this properly, a breakdown in drum and bass is not just the quiet part. Especially in jungle and old school styles, the breakdown is a pressure chamber. It's where you take the track apart, let it breathe, and then set up the return so hard that the next drop feels inevitable. So the goal here is not to make something empty. The goal is to control energy, density, and expectation with real precision. We're going to build a 16-bar breakdown that feels gritty, musical, and functional in a club arrangement. Think chopped break fragments, filtered bass answers, rapey stab tension, dark atmosphere, and a return that feels like the tune is mutating rather than simply stopping. First thing, set up the arrangement skeleton before you get lost in sound design. In Ableton Live 12, mark out your structure with locators. I'd suggest labeling them something like dropout, breakdown A, breakdown B, build, and drop in. That kind of map keeps you honest. In DNB, phrasing matters a lot, and if your breakdown lands cleanly on a 16-bar logic, it feels intentional and DJ-friendly. A solid template is 8 bars of drop tail, then 16 bars of breakdown, then 8 bars of tension build, then the drop returns. That gives the listener a clear sense of motion. You want the track to feel like a looped system breaking apart and then reassembling. Now let's build the spine of the section, which is the break edit. Drag in a classic break, or use a resampled drum loop from your own material. If you want maximum control, slice to new MIDI track and play it from a drum rock or simpler in slice mode. If you want it to feel more like a linear performance, keep it in arrangement view and cut it by hand. For jungle and old school DNB, the most important thing is not just using the break, but fragmenting it in a musical way. Focus on kick and snare pieces, ghost notes, shuffled hats, one bar fills, and stop-start edits. That's the language. A great advanced trick is to work with two layers. One is your main break layer, full-bodied and compressed. The other is a shadow layer, band-passed or high-passed for movement. On the shadow break, try EQ height with a high pass around 180 to 250 Hz. On the main break, glue compressor can help glue the hits together, with a 2-to-1 ratio, fast attack, medium release, and about 1-3 dB of gain reduction. If it needs a little edge, add saturator with just a few dB of drive. The vibe here should be tight, but not robot tight. Old school jungle lives in that slightly performed feeling, where the edits breathe a little and the groove sounds like a human touched it. Next up, the bass. In the breakdown, bass should not dominate the way it does in the drop. It should become suggestive. If your drop bass is a reese, a growl, or a heavy roller line, strip it back into a question and answer shape. A good way to do this in Ableton is to duplicate the bass track and build a breakdown version. Remove the full low-end dominance for part of the section. Keep the identity through rhythm or filtered motion. Let the sub disappear, then come back as a signal that tension is building. You can do this cleanly with stock devices. Operator or wave eatable is great for a sub-layer or a simple tonal bass. Auto filter is your main shaping tool. Saturator or a drum boss can add controlled harmonic edge. Utility is essential for keeping the sub mono. For example, set utility width to 0% on the sub-layer. Then automate auto filter cutoff so it starts thin and opens up later in the breakdown. Depending on the sound, that could mean starting around 90 to 160 Hz and then opening toward 300 to 800 Hz during the build. Add soft clip on saturator and drive it anywhere from 2 to 6 dB if you need a more worn, gritty tone. For old school energy, think short phrases rather than endless motion. A 2-bar bass idea with space around it can hit way harder than a constant line. That's because the drums are already busy. In DNB, bass often creates impact through placement and absence. Now we need a harmonic or textural anchor. This doesn't have to be a lush chord bid. In jungle or old school DNB, the tension layer is often a rave stab, a minor chord hit, an organ style sample, or a chop texture. It's about attitude, not polish. You can use simpler or sampler with a chopped stab sample, wave eatable for a detuned stab, or an instrument rack if you want to layer a stab with a noise transient. Shape it so it doesn't fight the break. Auto filter with a little resonance, maybe around 10 to 25%. Can give it pressure. Add reverb with a decay around 2.5 to 5 seconds, but keep the low end clean by high-passing the return if needed. A touch of echo can widen it without turning it into wash. A good composition move here is to place the stab on the end of 2 or the end of 4, or use a syncopated 2-chord call and response. That slightly off-grid rave tension is a huge part of the old-school identity. If the track is in a minor key, You can also lean on a flattened second or fifth movement for a darker pull. Keep it simple. One motif, one variation, then a reset. That restraint is what makes it feel strong. Now let's talk automation, because this is where the breakdown really becomes alive. A breakdown only works when the energy curve is deliberate. Think in micro shifts, not huge dramatic moves. Every couple of bars, something should change. A drum chop, a filter movement, a bass answer, a short silence. Those small shifts keep the listener locked in. In Ableton, automate your drum bus level, break filter cutoff, bass filter cutoff, reverb send amount, delay feedback, and any FX returns you need to control. Here's a strong shape for a 16-bar breakdown. In bars 1 to 4, remove the kick weight and leave break fragments plus a bass tail or two. In bars 5 to 8, thin the drums more, push the bass filter upward, and increase reverb send a bit. In bars 9 to 12, bring in the stab or sampled phrase, and reduce the ambience slightly, so the section starts feeling more focused. In bars 13 to 16, open the filters, add a snare pickup or reverse crash, and prepare the drop. A very practical move is to automate auto filter cutoff from around 120 Hz up to 2 or even 4 kHz on a bass or texture layer. Another useful move is to automate reverb dry slash wet from around 10 to 20% up to maybe 35 or 50% on a send fed stab, then pull it back before the drop so the impact lands clean. This is why DNB breakdowns feel so alive. They feel like the mix is being worked in real time. Now use FX as punctuation, not decoration. Ableton Lev 12 gives you plenty of useful tools here. Reverb, echo, hybrid reverb, auto pan, frequency shifter, corpus, and resonators. But the key is to use them with purpose. For example, print a reverse stab or cymbal hit before a bar change. Use a quarter note or eighth note delay throw on the last snare fill hit. Build a noise riser from Wavetable or a sampled atmosphere through auto filter. Or drop in a short drum fill into silence right before the return. Keep the FX in a controlled frequency range. If the riser gets too bright, it can fight the hats and make the build feel cheap. Usually, mid-range and upper mid movement is enough. Let the full spectrum power come back only when the drop lands. The drums still need to move, even in the breakdown. This is where you keep the rhythmic memory of the tune alive. Add a low-level ghost snare pattern, a shuffled hat loop, occasional break chops with velocity variation, or a muted tom or rim shot answer. Tiny details matter here. Use velocity to humanize repeated hits. Use the groove pool if you want some swing and looseness. Drum bus on the break can help with punch and character, but keep it light. If you're routing multiple break elements together, a drum bus group with a Q8 and glue compressor can make the whole thing feel like one object. A nice starting point is drum bus drive around 5 to 15%, crunch kept low unless you want obvious dirt, and transient slightly positive if the break needs more snap. If the breakdown gets dense, a bit of sidechain on the pad or atmosphere can keep the space clear. Why this works is simple. The drum groove stays present enough to suggest motion, even when the full loop is stripped away. Now the final part is the re-entry. Do not end the breakdown with a random crash and hope the drop feels big. Design the last 2 to 4 bars like a launch system. The drop should feel earned, not dropped in by accident. Good re-entry strategies include muting the sub for half a bar and bringing it back on the last hit. Stripping the break to a single snare pickup, before slamming the full loop in, using a reverse crash into the first kick and snare of the drop, or automating a final filter open on the bass or stab motif. You can also use near silence for a moment. A bar with just a reverb tail or a chopped vocal can be more powerful than a busy transitional layer. In this style, absence can feel like tension, not emptiness. And if your second drop is a variation, tease that variation in the breakdown. Maybe the bass rhythm changes slightly. Maybe the stab moves up an octave. Maybe a new break edit or extra percussion layer gets introduced. That way the breakdown is not just a pause. It's a preview of what comes next. A few important things to watch out for. Don't make the breakdown too empty. Keep at least one moving element alive, whether that's a break fragment, an atmosphere, or a filtered bass gesture. Don't leave the sub in full force the whole time. Low-end absence creates impact. Don't overdo risers and cymbal noise. In DNB, too many transition effects can blur the groove. Don't let reverb wash out the drums. High-pass your reverb returns and keep the decay under control. And don't break the groove with random edits. Every cut should relate to the phrase. For a darker, heavier vibe, saturation is your friend. A subtle saturator or drum bus on the bass and break bus can make the section feel more present without just making it louder. Keep the sub mono, but let the mids move. Use negative space around the snare. Automate filter resonance sparingly. And if something sounds too clean, resample it, chop it again, and commit to the vibe. That resampling step is huge. Print the breakdown, then cut the tail, reverse it, and reuse it as a custom transition. This is one of the best ways to make your arrangement feel original and self-contained. Here's a strong workflow to practice right now. Take an existing loop, duplicate your main drop section into a 16-bar area, and remove kick and sub for the first 4 bars. Chop the break into several fragments and create at least one ghost note fill. Add one filtered bass phrase that answers the break. Add a stab or textural sample with auto filter and reverb. Automate the breakdown so it opens gradually over the last 4 bars. Then create a final 1-bar re-entry cue using reverse audio, a snare pickup, or a bass mute and reveal.